myself.
Well, say if you were doing this one thing, maybe get in there in the cotton field with a hoe, you know.
Chopping cotton, yeah. Let's don't discuss that. I don't really think even the thought of it gives me aches.
Well, what about the stuff that you'd be chopping out of there? What would you call it?
Weeds. What I call it.
To give trouble around
here? Chickweed, maybe. Davis weed. I don't know. I haven't raised much around here, so I'm going to keep up with the weeds.
Crabgrass.
Yeah, crabgrass you'd see a lot of, yeah.
What about Johnson grass?
Johnson grass, yeah. Just some sand spur, stuff like that.
Okay. Well, what about, again, on the farm, the place where your cotton or your corn would grow, you'd say it grows in a...
field. Okay. You might call it, you might have a specific name for that. As a matter of fact, there's one that come up from the vernacular, and it seems it's always referred to as the back 40, which is always the area where you don't really do much except let your trees grow, which might be called a woodlot, actually, more than anything else.
Say, would it be possible to have something maybe smaller than a field? Say where you might have peas growing or something.
Yeah,
like that.
You might call it a garden if you had a small amount of peas. Might call it a meadow, but that's usually grass more, but you might have that, or a little valley maybe, or just a little draw of land maybe. A draw would just be a very small amount of land, an acre or two, something like that if you want to get into specific areas.
Well, you know, in the Uncle Remus stories, it was always Brer Rabbit in the briar.
Patch, want to be a patch, yeah. You might have a field or a spot. It's just anything you want to call it. It would depend on who owned the land and what word he happened to like to use generally. Some people have very unique names for their areas.
Would you say that the basic difference would be one of size? Yeah. A
patch would probably be a very small area. I mean, if you said that's just a small patch of land, well, that's what it is. Well, it's mostly just who's saying it and what his background is. You might call Rhode Island a patch of land and call Texas a field if you want to get an idea of the difference.
Talking about barbed wire fencing, if you were putting one of those things up, the things that you stretch the wire across, you call those the...
post.
Okay, and just one of them would be one.
Post. It would be a post. Post or post, which would be the plural, but you don't say the last S. That should sound like a weirdo. Postes.
Around here, do you ever see any walls or fences that have been made out of loose stone or rock?
Stone walls, no, but you see them a lot up in New England. I have never seen one around here to speak of that I know of.
Not even protected?
Sometimes now, you see some stone walls and houses. I've seen quite a few stone wall houses. But in terms of, and around a couple of houses, I've seen some stone walls. But generally in terms of like pasturage and farming, you don't see many stone walls. You might see them though. In your split rail fences, sometimes you'll see one where a person can walk over the stones, but maybe an animal can't because the stones are kept sort of loose, and that way the animal won't feel trustworthy of them.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Talking about something different, various utensils, things like that, a family's best dishes, what they're made of, you'd say that's probably...
China.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of an egg being made of something like that? That a farmer might use to try to fool a hen into laying.
A china egg? A porcelain egg?
Something like that.
Yeah. I don't really know why you'd try to fool it with an egg like that, frankly. That'd be a mighty damn stupid chicken to go along with that, I'll say that much.
Have you ever heard people talk about a nest egg?
That may be possible. I've never heard of it. That sounds really neat, though. Nest egg.
Well, say if you were on a farm, and you wanted to go out the well and bring in some water, what would you probably take with you to bring it in?